On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, buds, you know what that sound means. It's time for Dumber Than the Show Trivia.
Can we play?
Yes, it easy or something?
You know, it depends on when and whom you play. Come on, sing along.
Listen every day. Idiots will call you names. Now it's time to play. Dumber Than the Show. Answer right away. Win some cold hard cash today. Now it's time to play. Dumber Than the Show.
Wow, Monday through Thursday was hard.
Yeah, but Friday was really easy for some reason.
Hey, everyone, be nice. Come on.
Listen every day. Idiots will call your names. Now it's time to play Dumber Than the Show.
With free beer, hot wings, Joe, Steve, Kelly, and Maitland.
Dumber Than the Show. Dumber Than the Show.
It's Dumber Than the Show trivia.
Well, the winning streak of 12 games was snapped on Thursday of last week, or rather on Monday. Hot Wings a winner yesterday, so the jackpot back to $200.
Yep, doubled.
Play every day at this time. As a very keen-eared listener noted earlier, as though we would be surprised by that breaking news, our contestant today comes from Nashville, listens on 102.9 The Buzz. Hello, Christian.
How's it going?
It's Man. Good. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
You do furniture repair for a living.
Sure.
Like refurbishing, or like when somebody's gets something from a place and it's busted when they get it, or all of that?
All of that. Pretty much I handle stuff that people break. Like, you break it, I fix it.
Man. All right. Need you in my life. All right, Christian, you have a chance to beat Hot Wings today. You good at trivia?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, me too, sometimes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Hot Wings, beat it.
All right.
Christian, you have a chance to win $200. You and Hot Wings will each have the same five questions, 90 seconds to answer them. Whoever gets the most right wins. He's in the hallway. He won't be able to hear any of the questions or any of your answers. In case of a tie, low time will be the deciding factor. Remember, you can pass on any question, and we'll come back to it. That uses up more of your time. That's up to you. Any questions?
No, sir.
All right, Christian. Good luck. Because it's your time to shine or be done. One way or another, this is your only chance on Dumber Than the Show Trivia. Your turn begins in 3, 2, 1. Which fast food restaurant began using the slogan "Have it your way" in 1974?
Burger King.
What is the name of the only X-rated film to ever win the Oscar for Best Picture?
Pass.
What rock and roll icon officiated the wedding of Bruce Willis and Demi Moore?
Pass.
What popular beach and poolside apparatus is the Spanish word for hut?
Cabana.
Each year, the winner of the Kentucky Derby is draped with a blanket made of what?
Pass.
What is the name of the only X-rated film to ever win the Oscar for Best Picture?
Deep Throat.
What rock and roll icon officiated the wedding of Bruce Willis and Demi Moore?
Double Pass.
Each year, the winner of the Kentucky Derby is draped with a blanket made of what?
Wool.
Time. Christian, how did you do?
Oh, horrible.
Okay. I don't know if horrible. Man, we'll see.
Yeah.
I think it might be pretty close. Let's get Hot Wings in.
Waving him in now.
Christian will listen in. He's on hold. He'll find out if he should be hopeful or despondent.
The Wings is back.
Or maybe not, no. Hot Wings, welcome back.
Hi, thanks.
It is your turn to play on Dumber Than the Show Trivia. Your turn begins in 3, 2, 1. Which fast food restaurant began using the slogan "Have it your way" in 1974?
Burger King.
What is the name of the only X-rated film to ever win the Oscar for Best Picture?
Midnight Cowboy.
What rock and roll icon officiated the wedding of Bruce Willis and Demi Moore?
Say that again.
What rock and roll icon officiated the wedding of Bruce Willis and Demi Moore?
Pass.
What popular beach and poolside apparatus is the Spanish word for hut?
Cabana.
Each year, the winner of the Kentucky Derby is draped with a blanket made of what?
Roses.
What rock and roll icon officiated the wedding of Bruce Willis and Demi Moore?
Chuck Berry.
Time. How'd you do?
Good. Except for that one. Boy, that one really threw me off.
Let's welcome Christian back and score this game. Which fast food restaurant began using the slogan "Have it your way" in 1974? Hot Wings said Burger King. Christian said Burger King. Both correct. Tied at 1. What is the name of the only X-rated film to ever win the Oscar for Best Picture? Hot Wings said Midnight Cowboy. Christian said Deep Throat. I think both of those fairly well-known old X-rated films. But Hot Wings is correct. It's Midnight Cowboy, 2-1. What rock and roll icon officiated the wedding of Bruce Willis and Demi Moore? Hot Wings said Chuck Berry. Christian was a double pass. The answer, Little Richard.
Ah, oh, man.
What popular beach and poolside apparatus is the Spanish word for hut? Hot Wings said cabana. Christian said cabana. Both correct. 3-2. If Christian gets this one right and Hot Wings doesn't, it goes to time. Each year, the winner of the Kentucky Derby is draped with a blanket made of what? Hot Wings said roses. Christian said wool. Now, I know in the promos on NBC, they always say, this coming up, it's the most historic race of the year when we celebrate the run for the wool.
Running of the wool, yeah. Run for the. It would be very itchy and uncomfortable at that time of year.
They actually say run for the roses. It's roses. Hot Wings wins 4-2.
One by one. You idiots, I'll take you one by one. What? If I can make you turn around.
Well, Christian, it was a valiant effort. As far as I know, I wasn't here. I didn't hear you, but nevertheless, you lost.
If you had pulled that wool thing, it would have been closer. You said you did horrible. 2 out of 5 isn't horrible, just not enough.
Yeah.
Thank you, Christian.
Thanks, guys.
Hi there. We are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week, we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.